She had sold her house, and she had sold all she had, and all of her goods, and she was on starvation. And so the county come up to investigate the case. She wasn't old enough yet to draw the old age pension, so they just come up to investigate the case. And they said, "Well, lady, don't you have any relatives?" She said, "Yes, I have one of the most precious boys." "Well," said, "where is he at?" Said, "He's in India." "Oh, over in India. What does he do over there?" Said, "He's a businessman." "A businessman in India?" Said, "Yes." Said, "He's a darling boy." Said, "He's a businessman." And said, "Does he ever send you any help?" Said, "No, he doesn't." Said, "Don't you ever hear from him?" Said, "I hear from him all the time." And said, "He sends me prettiest pictures I ever seen. But," said, "he never sends me any money." And said, "That poor darling boy must be just so much burden that he can't send me nothing. Because he's so burdened with his business, and yet he's such a sweet boy. He tells me to just prosper and how good everything is going on." And said, "But I know because he don't send me any money, he can't afford to do it. But he sends me some of the prettiest pictures." And the man said to her, said, "Well, lady, what kind of pictures are these?" She said, "Oh, I haven't lost one of them. I got every one of them." Said, "I keep them in my Bible." And she went over and pulled out of the Bible about $100,000 worth of Indian drafts from the bank. She didn't know what they were. They had pretty pictures on them, but she didn't know what they were. She was a rich woman and didn't know it. She found her treasures in the Bible. And brother, let me tell you something tonight. That woman had stuff to eat, clothes to wear. She was rich and didn't know it. And tonight, you are rich and don't know it. In the Bible, you're maybe hid from your eyes that God has no promises here that will make you rich in spirit, rich in life. Oh, it'll do things for you that you didn't think would ever be done. Now, they're in here. Why not look them up and claim them? They're yours. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in His love divine, for every promise in the book is mine. Whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountains of the waters of life freely. Then we're going to be asked for a reason. What then? You've heard the old song. What then? What then? When the last is open, what then? When the ones that reject the message will be asked to give a reason, what then?